Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What? Were you trying to get me?
No,
were you baiting me right there
with
your
fart,
pause?
So. I was like, what am I talking about right now?
How many times have you done that? You refuse to let Ed and I do it. You hog it.
It's just,
you hog
you
the intro.
You guys can't do it as well, so that's all.
Oh, whatever.
All right. So today we have a question, another question from the Twitterverse. It's funny. Every time I say that, I'm always thinking of the Marvel Universe. Hey, have you subscribed to Disney Plus? No. Have your kids asked about it? No.
No, my kids play the my kids think the Wii is the most advanced game system there is on the planet.
Yeah.
And you've played at my house with my kids. That's what they think. So we're not exposing them to such things.
Do your kids know that there's Mario Kart on Apple devices now? The iPhone and the iPad?
No.
Okay.
No, they haven't figured that out. And we both just got new phones, so we're going to be in trouble if we leave one unlocked and unattended, we're probably going to be in trouble.
It's fun. I played Mario Kart so much as a kid, and I downloaded it for my iPhone. I've been playing, but now my kids are into it all too. So it's fun playing with the kids. And yeah, anyway, this has nothing to do with the New Churches Q&A podcast, but it does have a lot to do with leading well, doesn't it?
It does. I'm not sure how, but just ask me the question, Daniel.
How do we help other leaders within a church lead well? Right. So this is from Becky. How do we help other leaders within a church lead well? And the example she gave was, for example, patience and love for young people. How do we have that? So what are some of your thoughts?
It's really weird for me right now because I don't know who Becky is. Like, Becky is a name at this point in time in history. It could be somebody in their mid. It could be somebody that is older that is asking about how to do this for younger people, or it could be the younger person saying, get up off me, boomer. What's your problem? Love me, be patient with me.
The frame that I have for this is that Becky's probably a bit older because she's saying, hey, how do we help the younger leaders in our church lead well? But also I can see it as saying, hey, how do we help my peers lead younger people well? But it's that, I guess it's that whole idea of patience and love for young people as an example, and or even maybe it's characteristics or character or attributes. But it's when you think about leading well, I love what Patrick Lencioni talks about in his book, The Ideal Team Player. Your team players need to be humble, hungry, and smart. Right. And I love what he did in his book because he was like, hey, if you're hungry and smart, but not humble, smart being emotional intelligence, then you're a skillful politician.
Right.
Right. If you're this and that and not that, then you're this. And he goes through all of these different paradigms. And obviously he's talking about a staff member or a team member. But I think even for every volunteer and every leader in your church, whether they're paid or unpaid, to use that framework of, hey, are they humble? Are they hungry? Are they smart? Is going to be a really good framework to see if you can continue to bring them up your leadership pipeline.
Right. Because that is, it's all about posture again. And so what you're talking about is a servant leader posture. What you're talking about is, when she asked this question, I'm imagining she is talking about, she has peers that are either older or younger than her, or she's one or the other. I'm not totally sure. But regardless, it is about serving. It's about serving each other well, which is basically lateral leadership.
Yeah. Oh, completely.
Right?
Because within a church context, especially if
it's
you're
really how am I interacting
paid or not, there's a lot of, I mean, most leadership has to be lateral leadership. Even if you, lateral. Even if you're yes. working with your staff whom you pay, they're in the payroll, you still need to work from the perspective of lateral leadership rather than saying, hey, you got to do this because I'm your boss.
Well, and you know, we talk about personality profiling and stuff sometimes, and we've talked about emotional intelligence before. You know, one of the reasons why it is important to have a usable personality profile, like a DISC, one of the reasons why DISC is so popular, it's not the most scientific, it's not the most advanced, but it's the easiest to understand for team members. And so if I know where someone's coming from a personality perspective, even if I'm not naturally emotionally intelligent, it gives me a tool to help me understand how to interact with that person, how this person's going to handle conflict. And you can study that as well, like know that generation, that older generation or that younger generation, and understand where that person is coming from. So I'm not saying, you know, roll over or anything like that, but when it comes to conflict or it comes to love and patience, understanding goes a long way. It's mm-hmm. called empathy, folks. And that is yeah. a big
so
thing.
So the important thing to do when you're leading sideways, when you're leading across, when you're leading up, when you're leading down, the important thing within a church context and even within a business context is that you have a framework in which you're helping people develop and that they know that you have a framework as well. Otherwise, it's going to feel very personal. I mean, imagine Becky going to this individual and saying, hey, you know, for you to grow in Christ likeness, I think you really need to work on patience. And they're probably like, what are you talking about? Why are you, it's their fault. You know, they're why do I need to work on patience when that person is too abrupt and they're doing this and there's no framework, right? It feels like a personal attack. And that's why whether you're using the humble, hungry, smart framework, or you're using faithful, available, teachable, or you're using the character, chemistry, competency, capacity, whatever it is that you're using, the important thing is to have a framework and to work on development, especially for those under your care. And if you're under someone else's care and they're not helping you develop, you need to adopt a framework and lead up and be able to actually say, hey, I want to grow in these competencies. So when you look at the leadership pipeline material, all the material with Lifeway Leadership, the important thing that we really focused on, I mean, how many competencies? We ended up with 6, but it was like over 180, right? That were submitted initially.
No, it was over 200, 267
yeah, yeah. So
or 87.
That, and the competencies of discipleship, vision, strategy, collaboration, people development, and stewardship, those once again are 6 core competencies that you could actually go and have Becky and say, hey, you're sitting down with this other leader, you're sitting down with this person and saying, hey, how can we together grow in our leadership and grow in the capacity that we have as a team? This is what I'm working on. What do you want to work on? What do you need to, where are you measuring yourself? So that's a great thing to start with. The thing is, if you use any of the leadership pipeline material, and we'll make sure that all of that is in the show notes here for episode 456. But if you are using that material, the important thing to do is to start with the fact that progression is not, and success is not progression up the pipeline. Success is becoming more of who God has called you to be, right? So you might be sitting, Amen. Down with this person and realize that, hey, this is their ceiling, this is their cap, and this is where they want to be for this season of their life. Then it's saying, okay, well, let's discover horizontally how you can become better in all of these competencies and how you can actually go deeper and stronger in these rather than necessarily going up the leadership pipeline.
So good. Well, I mean, I know we haven't, I know that this question hasn't gone on too long, but I think that's really, I don't know how to improve on that. Like, that's it. That's all I got, man.
Yeah.
let's close in prayer.
Yeah. So let's do this. I want to challenge you. If you're driving, if you're working out, if you're on the run, on the go, hit pause, spend a moment in prayer, and identify the one, two, or three other people that you can have a development conversation with this week. Okay, hit pause. If you're on your computer or able to grab a piece of paper, do that as well. Write those names down and have a conversation. Have a conversation regarding development. And maybe you don't want to start with the competency chart. Maybe you just want to start with, hey, what does it look like for us to grow in our leadership? What does it look like for us to better serve as Jesus served? Maybe use the framework of humble, hungry, smart, or whatnot. Maybe even pick up that book too, The Ideal Team Player by Patrick Lencioni. But the fact is, the most important thing to do is just have that conversation. Don't develop someone's development plan without them. You can have ideas, you can have thoughts, and that's what we're going to be talking about next episode. But don't implement that leadership plan or that development plan on someone without their knowing and without their collaboration. Otherwise, there's not going to be any ownership in that. So I challenge you to do that and maybe even tweet out to Todd and I at Todd Adkins, at Daniel Sanghi. Tweet that out. Share with us who you're thinking about or the fact that you are having these conversations, what framework that you're using as well. And we'd love to hear. All right. Last thing. Send in questions. If you have not yet sent in a question for the podcast, just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches, speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on your mobile device, or go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail, and we would love to answer your questions, your specific, your contextual questions. This is free coaching, guys. It's free coaching where we're just going to focus in and hone in and answer your specific questions. So be sure to do that, and we will catch you next time.